Mr. Chair. On paragraph 18, we do not have objection in general. China supports all countries on how to have a reliable, safe, and controllable use on autonomous weapons that can be used in a reliable, secure, credible way. We should lower the relevant risks. We support doing this in this and the efforts in this regard, and to take a tiered and categorized approach. On small d, we have a small suggestion, amendment to make. Here, it is mentioned the entire life cycle of a weapon system on various stages. We suggest before testing to add acquisition, and after deployment to add and use. Just a small addition. So, and second point, my second point, we believe that countries have different national situations, and they are in different development stages. In particular, with regard to emergent technologies in the area of laws, their capabilities are quite different. Therefore, in regulating such weapon systems, we should not adopt a one-size-fits-all approach. I should explain that when I mentioned the approach, it pertains to the acceptable weapon systems that we need to regulate. So all countries should, in accordance with their national situation, to independently decide the modalities of regulation and the implementation mechanisms. Therefore, China suggests to add a new paragraph, that is 18 bis. I will read it in English.
When making possible measures to regulate the weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws, high contracting parties should take in full account the difference of national situations among states, in particular of their stage of technological development, with a view not to hamper the legitimate rights of countries, especially the developing countries, in peaceful use of the emerging technologies, including AI technology. 这些英文稍后我们会提供给秘书处。
I will provide this in written form to the Secretariat. Thank you, Mr. Chair.